This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? It's just April, and they're already talking about the possibility of extending the old farm bill. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Let's see a show of hands here now. How many of you remember what happened the last time they wrote a farm bill in Washington? Well, that was to replace the 2008 farm bill, and they planned to do that in 2012. They didn't get it done. In 2013, they didn't get it done. So, finally, there was the 2014 farm bill, the Agricultural Act of 2014. Written at a very different time, and the farm economy was doing rather well. Well, here we are, preparing to write another farm bill in Washington, and already some people are saying there's the possibility this one might have to get extended. Congressional leaders on both sides of the political aisle appear no closer to finishing a 2018 farm bill. Not one member of the House or Senate Agriculture Committee would rule out last week, during a conference with agriculture journalists, extending the 2014 Farm Bill. The recent retirement announcement of the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, cast even more doubt on the likelihood of a new Farm Bill anytime soon. Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts, who's worked on six previous farm bills and chairs the Senate Committee on Agriculture, acknowledged that ag is, as he put it, in a rough patch, with farm income down 52%. From 5 years ago, a very different scenario than what led to the 2014 farm bill. He said he's hopeful the Senate Ag Committee could mark up its farm bill version in the next several weeks. Representative Mike Conaway from Texas released the House farm bill proposal. However, approval by both houses still would be a long way down a rocky, potholed political road, according to many analysts, and it's because of the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance. There are some people who would want to make mandatory work requirements a part of that nutrition title. The Democrats say it's not negotiable. I'll be back after this.